You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You've answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." Here ends the reading. Like the Jewish lawyer always wanting to justify ourselves, we often think we can be the Good Samaritan, loving God and neighbor perfectly, thinking we are actually able to go and do likewise. Martin Luther rejected this, always understanding this parable not as an exhortation to justify ourselves by keeping the law, but as a description of Jesus. In a sermon on this parable, Luther wrote, "This Samaritan, of course, is our Lord Jesus Christ himself, who has shown his love toward God and his neighbor. Toward God in that he was obedient to him, came down from heaven and became man, and thus fulfilled the will of his Father. Toward his neighbor in that he immediately after his baptism began to preach, to do wonders, to heal the sick. And in short," Luther says, "he did no work that centered in himself alone, but all his acts centered in his neighbor. And this he did with all his powers, and thus he became our servant, who could have well imagined in heaven and been equal to God." Philippians 2:6. "But all this he did," Luther says, "because he knew that this pleased God and was his Father's will. This is the Samaritan who came uninvited and fulfilled the law with his whole heart, for only he fulfilled the law, and no one can deprive him of this honor. He alone merits it and well maintains it all alone. But Christ, the true Samaritan," says Luther, "takes the poor man to himself as his own, goes to him and does not require the helpless one to come to him. For here is no merit but pure grace and mercy. And he binds up his wounds, cares for him, and pours in oil and wine. This is the whole gospel from beginning to end," says Martin Luther. This Holy Week, let's focus only on Jesus, our Good Samaritan. Let's lay aside thoughts of our own goodness, our own righteousness, or our own striving, and let's see Jesus and Jesus only. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Good Samaritan, for giving your life for us. Amen. A suggested Holy Week response. Tell a family member, a friend, or an acquaintance about Jesus, your Good Samaritan.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.